Praise to thy Lord, thou Almighty, thou God of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is the head and salvation. All ye who hear, brothers and sisters, draw near, praise him in glad adoration. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 26, 2024. And this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic of our daily devotion today is When You Pray, Part 2. When You Pray, Part 2. A memory verse is taken from Psalm 95, verse 2. Memory verse is from Psalm 95, verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Let's do it one more time. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalm 95, verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. A Bible reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. And I'll be reading NLT. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we are forgiving those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father we forgive you. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic again is When You Pray, Part 2. Yesterday I discussed the importance of being totally focused while praying. Today I will continue the discussion on how to pray effectively. When you pray, you must know that prayer is not a one-way conversation, but a dialogue between you and God. In other words, prayer is not complete when you only talk to God and do not give him the opportunity to speak back to you. In fact, whenever I pray and I don't get a response from God, I become worried because I really want to hear what he has to say. Even if his presence is a rebuke, even if his response is a rebuke, at least I know he has heard me. Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. You are to stand on your watch until you hear what God has to say. It is not just a time to pour out all your complaints. Wait to hear from him too. The reason many people don't hear from God is that they just come to the place of prayer and start making requests. Isaiah 55:6 says that you should call on him when he is near. You must first draw him near to you before you call on him. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The scripture above means that if you want to go near God as you enter into his court, you should come with praises and thanksgiving. Now, Bible reading for today, Jesus taught the disciple how to pray. He started with praise, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is this praise that gets you into his court and then gives you an audience with him. Before you pray, praise God first for a prayer season, session of 1 hour. Spend at least 50 minutes praising him. After you have praised him sufficiently and he has drawn near to you, you can be sure that he can hear you and that you will receive answer to your prayers. That's the end of today's daily devotion. The action point today, the next time you are praying, start with thanksgiving and praises before you make requests. Then wait to hear from him. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.